Then Dean Garretson stepped to the podium. Deary moved aside without even seeming to see him. The dean looked at us with a small and cheerful smile. "This is foolishness," he said. "What Mr. Jones wrote on the wall was foolishness, and this lying is more foolishness. Tell the truth, men. Fess up." No one said anything. "We'll be speaking to Mr. Jones in the morning," Ebersole said. "Perhaps after we do, some of you fellows may want to change your stories a bit." "Oh, man, I wouldn't put too much trust in anything Stoke might tell you," Skip said. "Right, old Rip-Rip's crazy as a shithouse rat," Ronnie said. There was strangely affectionate laughter at this. "Shithouse rat," Nick cried, eyes shining. He was as joyful as a poet who has finally found Les mots justes. "Shithouse rat, yeah, that's old Rip." And in what was probably that day's final triumph of lunacy over rational discourse, Nick Prouty fell into an eerily perfect Foghorn-Leghorn imitation.
I say the boy's crazy, missing a wheel off his baby carriage, lost two or three cards out in his deck, fellas a beer short of a six-pack. Ease."
Nick gradually realized that Ebersole and Garretson were looking at him. Ebersole with contempt, Garretson almost with interest, as at a new bacterium glimpsed through the lens of a microscope.
"You know, a little sick in the head," Nick finished,
losing the imitation as self-consciousness, that bane of all great artists, set in. He quickly sat down. "That's not the kind of sick I meant, exactly," Skip said. "I'm not talking about him being a cripple, either. He's been sneezing, coughing, and running at the nose ever since he got here. Even you must have noticed that, Deary." Deary didn't reply, didn't even react to the use of the nickname this time. He must have been pretty tired, all right. "All I'm saying is that he might claim a whole lot of stuff," Skip said. "He might even believe some of it, but he's out of it." Ebersole's smile had resurfaced, no humor in it now.
"I believe I grasp the thrust of your argument, Mr. Kirk. You want us to believe that Mr. Jones was not responsible for the writing on the wall, but if he does confess to having done it, we should not credit his statement."
Skip also smiled, the thousand-watt smile that made the girls' hearts go giddy up. "That's it," he said. "That's the thrust of my argument, all right." There was a moment's silence, and then Dean Garretson spoke what could have been the epitaph of our brief age.
"You fellows have disappointed me," he said. "Come on, Charles, we have no further business here."
Garretson hoisted his briefcase, turned on his heel, and headed for the door. Ebersole looked surprised, but hurried after him, which left Deary and his third-floor charges to stare at each other with mingled expressions of distrust and reproach.
"Thanks, guys," David was almost crying. "Thanks a fucking pantload."
He stalked out with his head down and his folder clutched in one hand. The following semester, he left Chamberlain and joined a frat. All things considered, that was probably for the best. As Stoke might have said, Deary had lost his credibility.